The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 171.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hey, awesome people. Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. This is where we share tips and ideas to help you grow in your career and live your life to the fullest. I'm always thrilled to come to you, and I'm grateful to have you join me on this show. I know you have multiple options out there, but for you sticking around, for you staying with me, I am super grateful. And it is because of you paying attention to this show that we are growing. It is because of you that we are attracting more people. Today, it's all about motivation. You know, I love doing that. And I'll be talking about how to reinvent yourself. Yes, it's all about reinvention. Before we go into the how, why not let's talk about the what? What is reinvention? And what does it mean to reinvent yourself? Okay, are you ready? Reinvent can mean different things to different people. It can mean renew, regenerate, revamp, restart, revitalize, and so on. But I found a definition in Cambridge Dictionary, and it defined reinvent as to produce something new that is based on something that already exists. You get it? Something new from something that already exists. Another version also defines it as changing someone or something so much that the person or thing seems completely new. You got it? Some people, yes, they may question the need for reinvention. They may tell themselves that, hey, my life is great. Why do I need to reinvent it? They'll rationalize that if something works, why fix it? Okay, I beg to differ. I think we all need to reinvent ourselves from time to time. You see, you reinvent not because you don't like your life or because your life sucks. No. Rather, you reinvent so you can become the best, the very best version of yourself. Most of the time, what you do to get to where you are today may not be sufficient to take you through the next phase of growth in your life. And guess what? It may not even be enough for new possibilities that you will need to reach your full potential. So what I'm saying is that what gets you here is not sufficient to take you to where you want to be. Because of that, from time to time, you need to pivot, you need to change strategies, you need to start something new, or you may need to end something that you've been doing for decades. You get the idea. You need to reinvent. most people, they go through life without intentionality, without any form of reinvention. Let's break it down a little, shall we? I started my career as an engineer. I worked as an engineer for more than a decade. I loved what I did as an engineer. You know, designing stuff, fixing stuff, troubleshooting, recommending different technical solutions to challenging engineering problems. It was fun. But I got to a point where I reinvented myself and I moved to a different career path. And guess what? I found even greater fulfillment in my new path. If I hadn't reinvented myself, I wouldn't know about this new possibility, and I wouldn't have found the level of success that I currently have. That's why reinvention is good for everyone. And here's the truth. Reinvention may sometimes mean letting go of what is working in order to go to the next level. And I know most people will find this rather difficult to do. If something is working for you, why do you want to change it? That's the way people will reason. To go from good to great, you are going to need to let go of the good. You are going to need to reinvent yourself. Now, reinvention is not just about our career. It is also in the way we show up. As a husband, how do you show up at home to your wife, to your kids? Reinvention may mean making the decision to live with integrity, honesty, hard work, or changing your relationships. It is about our entire life. Most people live without this intention that I'm talking about. They live in the box. While I was growing up in Nigeria, most of us then, when choosing a career, we thought we had just three options. You can become a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. And that's what most of us did. Doctor, lawyer, or an engineer. Our options were limited because of what we have heard and seen people do. We chose to live in limitation. Without reinventing yourself, you are literally putting yourself in a box. You will continue to live based on the thinking of others around you. Your actions and decisions will be based on maybe what your parents say, what your friend says or do, and so on. You will just follow the routine of life that the society has placed on all of us. And what's that routine? Go to school, find a job, get married, have kids, work till you retire. Let me ask you, is that really all? Is that the whole essence of life? Is that our reality in life? No, I don't believe so. I think we are all like birds that should fly and enjoy the winds as we flap our wings and soar high. And that's reinvention. My friend, you have so much within you. You can create. You can become who and what you want to be. You can reinvent yourself starting from today. There are infinite possibilities in this world that we all live in. And what do you have to do? You just have to step out of that box, get out of your comfort zone, and reinvent yourself. If you know me well, you know that I don't just like talking about issues. I prefer solutions. So I'm going to quickly give you two tips about how to reinvent yourself. The first quick one is that you need clarity. I spoke about intentionality, right? Along with that, you need clarity. And how do you get that clarity? You need to take a time out of your busy schedule and ask yourself, what do you want in your life? This is about you, for you, with no external pressure or validation. Just take your time. Ask yourself, what do I want? Am I doing what I want in life? Am I living my life in my time? If you can do that, you have done what over 70% of people won't do. And guess what? You have potentially set yourself on a path of success. So, what am I saying? You need to find areas of your life where you need reinvention and be clear about what exactly you want. So that's the first point. You need clarity. Number two, you need to do something. You know the saying, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, right? I wish you could get everything you want, everything you desire, by just wishing. That's not possible. The reality is wishes will not produce results. Here's what you should do though. List everything you must do to recreate yourself, to reinvent yourself, to become a new you, and start working on them. You get it? You need clarity and you need to do something. Here's what I can do for you. I can become your accountability partner in your journey. If you are tired of the status quo, if you are ready for a new you, and if you want me to help, you need to hang on with me till the end of this episode. So before we wrap this up today, I have a question for you. And I need you to think about this. If you are going to start your life all over again, what would you do? Think about it. What would you do? Now, what's stopping you from doing what you just said you will do? I want you to use your imagination to create the future that you want and you love. And guess what? You've got to do something about it. I reinvent myself every day. I reinvent myself as a husband to my beautiful wife, as a father to my lovely kids, as a leader and employee at work, as a podcast host, making sure I bring fresh content to you every week, and in everything I do, as a matter of fact. If you want to reinvent yourself, I invite you to join my private Facebook community where we collaborate and exchange ideas about how to become intentional about our growth. It's my growth circle. I want you to live and fulfill your potential. Maximize everything that God has given to you. I'm going to leave the link in my show notes. If you are ready, if you are tired of this status quo and you want a change in your life, you are welcome to join us. And that's where I'm wrapping it. Please, if you find value in today's episode, I just spoke about reinvention. I told you about why you need to reinvent yourself. I told you, and I shared how you can reinvent yourself. So if you find value in today's episode, don't forget to rate and leave us a review. If you don't like it, also go ahead and let me know. In my opinion, constructive criticism is as beneficial as generous praise. I take both criticism and praise. Till next time again, this is Bola Alabi, the career evangelist, signing out.